When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I'm so excited you're listening today, and I hope you're having a truly beautiful day. I'm so excited to be recording another little solo episode, and I'm extra excited today because we are kicking off a new mini-series for the Inner Growth Podcast. One of the podcast listeners reached out to me and was like, why don't you do a deep dive into each of the zodiac signs? And I thought that was such a great idea. There are 12 zodiac signs, right? And each zodiac sign basically marks a month. And so when it starts to be that zodiac sign's season, we can do a little mini episode where I dive into that specific sign and therefore the energy that's going to be kind of like permeating that month in our lives collectively as well. And the reason that it feels so aligned and so exciting for me to be starting this specific series on this particular week is that this week, on Tuesday, we had the spring equinox, aka it was the first day of Aries season and therefore the first day of the new astrological new year. It's really funny because the way we live life in society, we consider the start of the new year on January 1st. But technically, that is like midway through Capricorn season and there's still Aquarius season, still Pisces season. There's still different energies to be navigated in different chapters to be closed before energetically we start a new year. And so in astrology, we see the marking of the new year as the beginning of Aries season, which is also the beginning of springtime in the Northern Hemisphere. And we had that on Tuesday. And so on today's episode, we're going to be talking about Aries season and kind of the spring equinox too, to just kind of lay out what Aries is, what are the challenges of Aries? What's the energy of Aries? And even if you are not an Aries, let's say, this still applies to you because, as I said, collectively, this is the energy of the next month. This is the energy that's going to be affecting all of us. And we all have every single sign in our chart. It just rules a different part of our lives, a different house in our chart. And that is determined by your specific rising sign. This is getting too nitty gritty, so I'm not going to go further. And if you guys want to understand what I'm saying a little bit better, if it's confusing to you, definitely check out the Astro series that I have from early 2022, where I explain the houses and the planets and your rising sign and all of these different things. But today, the focus is going to be on the spring equinox, on the light and the shadow of Aries and what Aries is here to teach us all. And if you are someone who has Aries in your particular chart, whether you are an Aries sun, moon, rising, or you have it in your big six, really, which also includes your Mercury, your Venus, and your Mars, this will definitely resonate probably strongly with you and will feel very, very real. But even if you don't have Aries in your big six, you definitely know people who do, and this can help you understand the people in your life a little bit better, understand their tendencies, maybe find a new admiration for them in certain ways, and help them grow as well. So with all of that said, let's dive into astrology, let's talk about Aries energy, and let's get growing. All right, guys, let's get into it. Let's talk about astrology. Let's dive right in. So the first thing that I want to point out is that we have four marking moments in the year that mark the start of the seasons, right? So we have the spring equinox, the summer solstice, the autumn equinox, and then the winter solstice. These four specific marking moments are also tied to certain signs in astrology. The spring equinox is also the start of Aries season. The summer solstice is also the start of Cancer season. The autumn equinox is the start of Libra season. And the winter solstice is the start of Capricorn season. All of these four signs, so Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, are considered cardinal signs. In astrology, we group signs in three main ways. They can either be cardinal signs, fixed signs, or mutable signs. Cardinal signs are all about kickstarting things, the beginning of things, the starting point going forward. Fixed signs are a little bit more about keeping it going, like keeping the momentum going, staying consistent, showing up, and just that diligence that is required to build up something. And then mutable signs are about closing chapters, getting to the finish line, getting to the point of like an expertise, getting to the end point, getting to the moment where you fully just like understand that thing or complete that goal, etc. And then once you do that, you're able to move on to something new. So it's a lot about flexibility and closing out chapters. But as I mentioned, Aries specifically is a cardinal sign and it marks the spring equinox. And what does spring mean, right? Think about it. Spring is a moment in time when things are blooming again. After a long period of hibernation and winter and quiet and pouring into your own cup and resting and charging up your batteries, pouring into your own cup and just really like this process of slowing down, things start to bloom again. Things start to be reborn. It just is a really exciting time of year, I believe, because a lot of people start to get really excited. I mean, especially like if you consider weather-wise, for example, I live in New York, and in New York, during springtime, everyone is so excited. Everyone is out and about. Everyone's going on walks, sitting in parks, and it's light again, right? Daylight savings changes. So it's light until like 7, 8 p.m. again. The days feel longer. Everyone has more energy. Everyone wants to get into action. Everyone wants to make plans. So things start to feel really vibrant. Things start to really pick up and just feel exciting. And it just feels like anything is possible. And when we're thinking about nature specifically, things start to grow again, right? Inner growth. There's a little bit more rain. There's a little bit more warmth. There's a little bit more sun. Plants start to bloom again. The flowers start to get colorful. Things start to bloom. And that is a lot of what Aries energy is about. Aries is about starting things. It's about new beginnings. Aries is a cardinal sign, as I said, so it's all about being the first to go, snapping into action. And it's a fire sign, so it's snapping into action with passion, with force, with energy, with confidence, with leadership. I have a lot of Aries energy, and so I resonate a lot with this, but it's just kind of like not being afraid to be the first to go, not being afraid about being number one, like wanting to be the first to go, just basically being like, let's go, guys, like, let's go now, like, let's not think too much. Aries isn't like getting caught up in like all the minute details, all the little, oh, but what if this? Oh, but what if that? Oh, but this little thing. That's annoying to Aries. Like Aries just wants to go. It doesn't want to like fuss over these little things because it gets in the way of that fire. It gets in the way of action. So yeah, Aries is just like this uncomplicated energy of like, let's go. Let's jump into it. Let's not take too long. Let's just do it. It's like the Nike slogan. That's Aries energy. It's just do it. And it's the first sign of the zodiac, which means it's kind of that like almost like naive optimism too. I feel like Aries people can be very optimistic, like blind optimism is just like, let's just do it. Like what can go wrong? You know, that therefore leads Aries to some of its challenges and some of the learning lessons that Aries brings us, which is also like when you're going to start something new, it's really important to be intentional and to have the right reasons for it and to know why you want to do it, right? And not just like do it, just jump into it because someone else is doing it or just because you think you should. It's very, very important to take a step back sometimes and just be like, okay, let's jump into it because of this, because it's important for X reason and not just like taking action for action's sake. But a lot of the times, Aries can be a little bit impulsive and it just goes and it does. And then it thinks later and then it deals with the repercussions a little bit later. And so that's a big lesson for Aries is how can you catch yourself in that impulsivity sometimes and just quickly try to like think through why you're about to do that thing. And inevitably, this is a challenge, right? This is something that can be hard for Aries energy. And so it's also really important to, after taking action, be able to look back at what went wrong, what went right, what did you learn, and integrate those lessons. Aries is also ruled by Mars, which is the planet of passion, of war, of action, and therefore that makes Aries energy something that's very, very tied to being passionate, to being motivated, to being a leader, to being a self-starter, to being this person that just rallies energy together and just goes for it and just jumps right into it and to action and to going. And that's a really, really beautiful thing because I think there's a lot of people out there that really, really, really struggle with getting started because they get caught up in the details, because they get caught up in their head or, on what will other people think, or what if I fail, and this fear and all of these different little things in their head. And so it's so essential to realize that, like, that's not Aries vibe. Like, Aries is the opposite of that. Aries is like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just going to go and do it because this is important to me. And it's about life force. Like, Aries, as I said, is the first sign of the zodiac. It's like creating things, right? Same thing with spring. It's like blooming things. Things are growing. Things are starting up again. Things are being reborn. And that is all of what this energy ties into. And then another really, really beautiful and magical and really cool thing about Aries energy is that it's really connected with courage. And the theme of courage has been very, very important to me on a personal level over the last year or so, because I've had multiple synchronicities that have popped up in my life that have led me to this realization of the importance of courage. And I'm not going to dive fully into it right now. I can definitely make a separate episode about this, but those of you who follow me on Instagram or even TikTok, you might know that I have kind of a little obsession with lions, because once I had a tarot reading and like a psychic reading done, and it came through that one of my spirit guides is a lion, or symbolized by a lion. And in this tarot reading that I did, the quote that came through was, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the willingness to act even if you feel afraid." And that is Aries energy. Aries also feel fear. It's human to be afraid. It's human to have different moments where you feel scared or you face challenges and obstacles and difficulties in life. But to be courageous, to really tap into that, you have to choose to act even if you feel afraid, even if it feels hard, even if it feels like you're facing blocks. It's like, how can you recommit? How can you stay so connected to your mission, to what's important to you, to what you want to achieve, that no obstacle can get in your way? And that's Aries energy to a T. It's kind of this like concept of quote unquote selfishness, in the sense of like, this is my life. This is what's important to me. And no one, nothing, no situation is going to get in the way of my growth and of me reaching my goals. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep at it, no matter how hard it feels or how difficult or challenging it is. I'm going to persist. I'm going to go. And I personally resonate a lot with Aries energy. I have for my whole life, basically. And I'm the type of person, like, when I have something that gets in my head, when I have an idea or a goal or a mission or something I want to achieve, I put all my energy there and I get it. Like, I actually go all the way and nothing gets in my way. Like, nothing. Like, I am very, very persistent and almost to a fault, like, too insistent. And that, I think, is a big reason why I've gotten a lot of things in my life, is just because I choose to keep going and I choose to take the action and to be uncomfortable and to just jump into it. Even right now that we're planning our wedding in August, like, a lot of wedding planning is making decisions and picking things and sorting through all the options that you have, whether it's like the food that you're going to cater, or like the decorations or the flowers or the bridesmaids' dresses, whatever it is. And I think I'm a very no fuss kind of person. Like, I am very decisive. And I think that has helped me a lot in the wedding planning process. And a lot of people that are working with me, whether it's like my mom and my mother-in-law or our wedding planner, they're like, "Dan, like, you really know what you want." And I think that helps me so much, because it allows things to move at a better pace. It allows things to come with more ease, you know, when you don't doubt yourself, when you don't doubt what you want. And at the same time, though, it's been so important for me to learn to not be so impulsive and to not just like need the answers now or make the decisions immediately. Like, sometimes you do need to wait. Sometimes you do need to ask for 24 hours before you can get back to someone, or a week or something. Like, if you act on impulse every single time, like, you're most likely gonna feel a lot of regret, because you're constantly gonna be like, "Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have thought that through a little bit more." So it's this like perfect balance of taking action and being relentless and just going and just making up your mind, and at the same time allowing yourself space to get to that clarity and to get to that decision and to get to that momentum. But you can't immediately say yes to everything. You can't immediately decide everything, because that's probably going to derail you more than help you, because you're not giving yourself enough time to get clear. So I think a lot of Aries learning in this life is this. It's this fine balance of taking action and being passionate and courageous and having all this momentum and being a self-starter and being decisive and just going for it. And at the same time, learning to not take things personally if they don't go wrong, not feeling like a failure if an idea you had doesn't pan out, recommitting and just like learning to keep going, learning to be courageous, even if there's obstacles or even if you feel afraid or if you feel judged, and really just reintegrating every single thing that you learn along the way. And then the last thing that I think is extremely important for Aries to learn, and that's a big part of all of this, is yes, you can go by yourself. Yes, you can do it all yourself and maybe you'll do it really fast. But a lot of the times it's way better to go a little slower and integrate the people around you and to make room for other people's opinions. And you're not always right. And it's really important to want to learn and to want to hear other people and what they have to say and their opinions and their advice, because people have also had their own unique life experiences. And yeah, they don't know exactly your circumstance. They don't know exactly what you feel or what you want, but they could share wisdom with you. And it's important to be open to that, right? Because when you go together, you go farther. And it's this notion of leaving room for that too. And how do you integrate other people too in the decision making, in your life path, in the choices you make, in your pace? You don't always have to be the fastest one and a million miles ahead of everyone, because that can get really lonely. So how can you at the same time like keep the space and inspire people around you to take action and to keep going, but not feel like you have to go so fast to the point where you go alone and you isolate yourself? So that's a big lesson too that I think is extremely, extremely important. And ultimately, just remember that to be courageous and to express courage, that goes hand in hand with feeling fear, and that goes hand in hand with feeling some level of stress, right? Because when you are putting yourself outside of your comfort zone, it's going to feel scary. It's going to feel a little stressful, but that's when you can really show up in your courage. That's when you can really grow and when you can really develop your ability to recommit and to get stronger. But again, can't achieve that and be courageous without feeling that stress, without feeling that fear. And that's just a part of it. And that's just something you're going to have to accept, that as you choose to go beyond your comfort zone, inevitably you're going to face these things. And it's just a part of the journey. Again, don't take it personally and just choose to keep going. So yeah, you guys, that is a little bit of a Aries 101, a little mini masterclass on Aries energy, on what it represents, what it's here to learn, what it's here to teach us, what it's here to embody. And this is going to be the energy for the next month. This is the energy of the next 4 weeks. It's all about learning to tap into all of this, to taking risks, to getting outside of your comfort zone, to action, to being courageous and being motivated, and really new beginnings in life. Think like New Year's energy, but better. Because again, when it's New Year's, it's winter, it's Capricorn season. It's not the time of the year when we're supposed to be ramping up with action. Capricorn is not a fire sign, and it's not the beginning of the zodiac year. This is where the collective energy of the universe is going to be in your favor when you choose to start anything new. So if you're planning on starting anything new, if you have any goals, if you have any dreams that you want to tap into, now is the time, baby. Now is the time to put all of your energy into it and to really get clear on what you want and go for it, because the universe is on your side and you will be able to achieve it as long as you stay courageous, don't take things personally, keep going, face your fears, navigate your stress. Right, you know, like don't overwhelm yourself and jump too fast into things and then cause yourself more stress. And also pick your battles. You don't have to fight every single battle or choose to do every single thing or say yes to everything. Choose the way you want to spend your energy wisely, because that is what's going to take you the furthest. And that's what I'm going to leave you with today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you're excited for all of the future mini deep dives that are going to come in future episodes as we move through this astrological year. I love talking about astrology, and this is just such a big passion area of mine. So I'm really happy to share what I know with you guys and hopefully help you understand yourself a little bit better, understand people around you a little bit better, and also just navigate the month ahead with a little bit more awareness of the energy around and how to access it in the best way possible and how to integrate the lessons that this zodiac sign is here to teach all of us. So if you guys enjoyed the episode, please let me know. I would love if you left a comment on YouTube. If you're even listening to this on Spotify or Apple, you can always just pull up YouTube and type Inner Growth Pod, and it'll be the first video that pops up if you're listening to this when it goes live. And then just let me know, like, did you resonate? If you're an Aries or if you know someone who's an Aries, did that resonate with you? And just let me know your thoughts and what you're excited to see in this series, and maybe even comment something that you're manifesting and that you're wanting to pour into in this new beginning. So I'm rooting for you. I hope that all of your dreams, all of your manifestations come true, and that you choose to tap into your light and to tap into that motivation and passion and grit and courage that lives inside of you, because you can achieve everything you want. You truly can. You just have to believe it. You just have to believe in yourself. You have to keep going, and you have to choose the uncomfortable action, and you're going to get there. Trust me. Trust your Aries rising, Aries Mercury, Aries Jupiter friend over here. That's the key. You just have to do it. You just have to choose the discomfort. And you have to believe that it is possible for you. The belief underneath it is so key, because if you don't believe it's possible, that's going to get in your way a lot. And so I'm cheering you on. I love you so much. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. A lovely, lovely spring equinox week. And take care of yourself. And I'll see you next week with another episode. Don't forget to subscribe if you are enjoying this on YouTube, and to subscribe also on Apple and Spotify so you can be notified of new episodes every week. And I'll see you guys so soon. Mwah. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.